Number three, on the white line, krim beitza, the fourth color of the membrane of a white egg, that would not bother me. Lekasha, the fourth color, the egg, I understand it has its starfish. Why? Even though true that its av seis is two above krim beitza is number four. Its av seis is number two. So you're jumping twice. You're jumping a color. Av agav the krim beitza mititoi de seis. Even though it's two below seis, still I would understand that the krim beitza could be mistired with its av with seis. Why? Are you skipping Sidhechel in between? Because Rachman Omar, the verse is clearly, V'las Eis, V'las Apachas. So it says that Eis has a tuffle, has a secondary thing to it. So there's a ribui that Eis has a tolda. That Apachas means Tfeilin of Eis. That Eis, the second color, this white wool, has a tolda to it that could be the start with it. Afagav the mancha minei tuva, even though it's two colors below it, still there's a ribui akor here. So now Rabbi Akiva does not argue on this ribui. For I say, the Torah clearly, for la seis la tapachas. Even though right after it says la beheris, Rabbi Akiva doesn't dash in tapachas for beheris, it's only ribui and seis. So for seis, the second color, again, of the white wool, here the Torah says clearly that it has its tolda. That even though its tolda is number four on the list, it's two below number two, still number four is mistarif with number two. So therefore, krim beya will not bother me where could it be mistarif with. There's a special ribui akor for las eis, for las apachas. Apachas means a tuffle, a secondary to the seis, that even though its secondary is way below its number four, still you could put number four together with number two. It's a special gzeiras akasif. So therefore, krim beitza is not bothering me, number four, where is it going to start with? Ella, but the only thing that's bothering me is Sid Heichel Kasha. That's what's bothering us. Number three, the white line, what is it going to start with? It can't be going to start with Seis, number two, because it's not the Tolda of Seis. Let it be going to start with its Av of Beheris. It's two below, it's below two. It's not number, it's number three, together is number one, but the keyboards you can't put together three with one. It has to only be three with two, and that can't go. So the our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we do not sid a tolda only of the Harris, but according to Rabbi Akiva, sid is a tolda even of Seis. So therefore, number three would be the start with number two. Because he will hold, not like our Mishnah, that Sid is a tolda of both. In other words, there are two of us. There's the Harris and there's Seis. There's the white snow and there's the loven, the white wool. And then the Torah says a tolda, two toldas, to which one applies to both of them. The white line and the egg goes upon both of them. So therefore, it's very good. Each one has its starfish. The third number, Sid, could be the star with number two, with Seis, was according to Rabbi Akiva, Sid is a tolder of Seis. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva. So our time is not like Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
How is
Rashi? Elam achvata matlisim v'loik Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah time is not like Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara asks, V'heichi shaminim Rabbi Akiva zu l'mala mizu. Where did we hear that Rabbi Akiva b'chlal said such a lashon that the starfis, that he put these maras together, is only one above the other, you cannot skip one. Where did he say this? He didn't say it outright clearly. Even if you want to tell me, from a diyuk, may hold the time of that we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, verse says over that Shoal Yeshua Benoi Shrebbe Kiva, this is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho, Rabbi Kiva is also called Korcho, but it's really it's Shrebbe Kiva, Shoal Yeshua Benoi Shrebbe Kiva, no Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua asked his father, asked Rabbi Kiva like this, Nifnei Ma Omer, why was it said, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shemarba? Why do we say such a lashon in the Mishnah that Maris Negoyim are two Shemarba? Well, the Susi, what he meant here. The Moral soon explained what he really meant here. But he meant to say this clearly. Let us just say a statement. Anything whiter than the krim of an egg is Tamei. What do you have to say four different colors for? Say the least. And we'll say a statement. Anything above the krim of a base is Tamei. What do we have to have four different colors for? That was the question really he asked his father, but since then.
All right, the turnover.
Okay, so far the son asked the question, what does the Mishnah have to say, Shnayim Shemava? Omalei, so his father said that to his son, the Imlav Mayim, what do you want the Tanakh to tell us? The Tanakh is teaching us now the four covers of Maris Adayim. What kind of question is that? So the son explained himself. What I meant to say is, Yomu, let the Tanakh say, Mikrum Beitza Lamala Tomei. Let the Tanakh say clearly. Like we say, Lelem Shanavim Tamei, the Derek Atzorah. So was the question. Let us say, Yomu, a cook, like Rashi says, Lelem Shanavim Tamei, the Derek Atzorah. He's supposed to say things short. You remember it better. Let the Tanakh say shortly that Mikrum Beitza Lamala Tomei. Any white color on your body, size of a grist, size of a penny, if it's whiter, then the krim, even the krim of the Beitza, that white, and above is tamei. Why do we have to say bariches, shnayim, shemava, the hotel is here? So emalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, learn to teach us, so mitzvah from zim zim. Teach us aloha tzirich, that one color is mitzvah with the other one.
So that's why it says all four colors of teachers that one is mistaken with the other. Oh my Lord, stay the sun answer back. The Yomru, Mikrum Beitza Lamala Tomei, when the star from Zem is there, still they should have said Belechim Ketzera. Should have said that just more the lowest, the white of an egg. Anything above that is Tomei, and then if not, the shades are mistaken one with the other. On my legs, the father of Kiva answered back and said, Anachnami, Lemelof, the reason why it said clearly the four different colors is that Kol Kain, Shein Abokhi Behen, Uvish Mesehen, any Kain does not Abokhi, does not know clearly the names of these Negayim, any Reyes Negayim, he should not look at a Nega. Whether it's for Kain to pass the look at the Negayim, he has to be Abokhi, he has to know clearly all these Alochis. That's what the son asked the father, and that's what the Kiva answered back. So now the Diyak, we're making it like this. The Eli, but, Misit Heichel Lamala Leikoma. The son did not ask, but let it say Misit Heichel, let it say the third color and upwards, Lamala. Now, neither Leyomale, since he did not say this, but he only said, let it say Mikrim Beitz Lamala, Shema Nina the Shmuel of Kiba, here's the proof that the son heard from his father, the Kiba, the Yama Kuli Lebahadi says Mitzarfen. That we say, not like our Mishnah, not that right there is the Beharis, and it has its told of Sid, but rather there's the Av, Rashi learns of Beharis. That's the Av, and that does not have any told us, according to Rabbi Kiva. And then they say that's the second line, the second Av. Now the two told us of Sid and Krimah Beitzem, they are both told us of Seis. Therefore it's very good that Sid has its starfish with Seis, because it's number 3 to number 2, and it's a Toldah of Seis. That's the proof that since he did not say separately Krum and separately Sid, Shema Mina, that the both of them is a Toldah of Seis. Zemar says no, Viduma maybe Seis Vitoldeso, Beres Vitoldeso. Maybe what he meant to his father said, maybe for this alone, there's no proof. Maybe he meant to say the father true that there are two different Toldahs to two different others. Maybe the Harris has its told us, and the Seis has its told us. Familiar with us, clearly, not like our Mishnah.
Unto the Kiva, both told us apply to the others, and therefore the star from Zela Zer means Zela Malami Zer. Samara says, no, what's the proof? The Dilma may be Seis Vitaldosa. The Harris Vitaldosa, again, who told you, who said that? Maybe also agrees. Seis has its Toldah. It has a Krim Beitza. The Harris, Vitaldosa. The Harris has only its Toldah. So again, from here alone, we don't have any proof that Rabbi Kiva learns that Mamas is its Tarfus, Zelamala Mizu, that there are four different colors, and each one goes above the other one. It could be maybe, even from Rabbi Kiva, that he also agrees there are separate Toldahs. That the Toldah of the Harris is Badafka Asid, and the Toldah of Seis is Badafka Krim Beitza. So we don't have any clear proof from this statement what Rabbi Kiva holds. We want to say he holds only 3 to 2 and can't jump one. From this statement, we don't have any proof. Elvig Moses rather, Midi Rabbi Chanina. We have the proof from Rabbi Chanina's Russia. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Chanina says like this, Moshe to Rabbi Kiva, what's the example of Rabbi Kiva that he says mitzvah from zel is there, these four colors? Loma davadim, what is it like? It lama davadim, what is it like? Li arbo koisos shechol. You have four different cups of milk. Four different cups of milk here. And it's like this. Echad noflu teichoi shtei tipin shadam. In one cup, only two drops of blood fell in. Still looks pretty white. V'yechad noflu teichoi arba tipin shadam. Fell four drops of blood. It doesn't look so white. It's less white. As a proof, according to the Kiva, each color is less than the one above. V'yechad, the third cup, noflu teichoi shmeina. Eight drops of blood. So it looks even less white than the number two. And the fourth, the echelot v'toychoi, shtei mesrei, 12 tikkun. For Yamla, some say no, that wouldn't make enough of a difference. Since it's so red already, you have to have more, shei mesrei tikkun. It has to be 16 drops fell in. Right? Shekula maris lubinhein. They're all white colors. Ela, shezu lemala mezu, bezu lemala mezu. That's what he said the mashal of Rabbi Kiva is. You see, according to Rabbi Kiva, here's the proof that these four colors are four different scales. One is whiter than the other one. There's number one, that's white like snow, that's Paris. Then there's number two, says white like wool. Then number three, lime. And number four is the egg.
But that means he doesn't believe in
Pesach. So says no. Eim, the Shammah, Rabbi Kiva, when do you hear the Chishon of Kiva? The Pesach. Maybe he's only saying the Nega of Pesach. That's the next Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah in the Goyim. Pasuk means, we're mixed up Adamdon, the Pasuk says, where there's some red and the white. But the Torah talks about two different Maros the Goyim. One is where it's pure white, that's what we're talking about until now. And then there's another Neg of Pasuk, means there's a mixture, that there is some red in that white. Versus Pasuk means, Murufu, Neg Alovin Adamdon, that there's red in the white. Hakosu B'Torah, Torah says like that. Maybe here this Rav Kana is only saying a mashal how Rav Kiva would learn the nega of Pesach, but not the nega of Choluk, pure white. But the Choluk, where the nega is pure white, Mishamadle, did he hear that Rav Kiva should say also that there are four different categories here? The Chita maybe tell me, yes, Kiheche di Shamadle the Pesach. The same way they hear clearly according to Rabbi Kiva, the Pesach a mixture, there are four different colors, one is above the other, maybe Hochi Shamadai, the same way we also hear the Cholok, that by the four white colors, there are again four Madregas, one above the other. Now, so maybe that's a proof, Samar says no, over Pesach Gufa Mishamadai, even by the mixture, the Negev that has a mixture, that has some white, red in the white, did you hear clearly that he holds up four different colors? For a time he would learn like this. When in that mystery, the Kiva says, or Kiva Omer, Adam Dem, Shebezer the Shebezer, the red in this and in that, Kiyayin Hamazel Demayim. It looks like water, wine diluted in water. That's what it looks like. Elo Shebeheres Azer Kishelet, only that the white spot, that's white, the Beheres, the whitest, that's like snow. Vishel Sid, Deyemenu.
And from Sid, that's a little bit darker than Beheris. So yeah. Comes out, what comes after Beheris? He says clearly, Shniyala is like Sid. So it's Mashma that the Tolder of Beheris is Sid. Because the Mar says, the Yemisa.